9th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or somewhat compatible to the ideas of the guest for that day. I linked the document that I was talking about yesterday about the historic meeting in Dresden, which occurred on September the 11th and 12th, 1882, onto yesterday's date. And I did discuss that document, so you can read it for yourself. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember, I do not access my regular email during the program. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. He's got numerous websites. The one that we're going to be talking about today is rudolfhess.net and rudolfhess.net/sources.html. He also has a wonderful website. It's called store.strawberryfields.net, where he has a great selection of John Lennon and Beatles books, DVDs, music, and whatnot. And I watched one DVD yesterday called Strawberry Fields, which I really, really enjoyed. Welcome to the program, Mark. Mark, are you there? Oh, did he just disconnect? Okay, he says he has no volume. He Skyped me that he has no volume. So apparently he needs to make some changes there in his audio tools. If he goes to tools and adjusts the volume, then maybe we can connect to Mark. But anyway, he's going to be talking about some very interesting things today, and I hope that you will go to the link, rudolfhess.net, and rudolfhess.net/sources.html. So do we have Mark yet? Okay. Alrighty. We will have Mark on our program momentarily as soon as we get the kinks worked out, and our board operators are very, very good at working out kinks, and they're expert at what they do, and I'm very grateful for them. Rudolf Hess, as you know, took a trip to England, and he was the deputy Führer, and he took a trip, and he said, and I quote, "My coming to England in this way is, as I realize, so unusual that nobody will easily understand it. I was confronted by a very hard decision. I do not think I could have arrived at my final choice unless I had continually kept before my eyes the vision of an endless line of children's coffins with weeping mothers behind them, both English and German, and another line of coffins of mothers with mourning children." And this is what he said on June 10th, 1941. And his intention was very good. And anyway, that's how he got to England, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We'll be right back with our guest today, Mark R. Elsis.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
And our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Good afternoon, Diana. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I watched your movie yesterday, Strawberry Fields, and enjoyed it quite a bit.
Well, thank you. I was there the night that John Lennon was assassinated, so it affected me deeply since I decided to make a film about it. It came out rather well. It was 2.5 years of time to do it and a lot of money that I self-produced. And so I'm quite proud of it and tried to get through to the people that here was a person that was standing up for peace and love and seemed to find 4 bullets in his back. So.
Indeed. I think you did a really good job. You had a lot of interesting people featured in the DVD. And I thank you for sharing that with me.
You're welcome. And, you know, it's an interesting little fact about that is that when I submitted it to my local Sarasota Film Festival here, I submitted to a lot of film festivals, but somebody, right when they were deciding if it should be in the film festival, came in from California. I know a lot about John Lennon. I used to have the number one site in the world when you put it in Google. Now I think it's number three or whatever, but... somebody came in and talked in front of the city council here in Sarasota, Florida, from California, and he said that John Lennon was assassinated by Stephen King, who lives very close here on KCK, and the whole town knew about this and was laughing hysterically. So I wouldn't put it past the people at the CIA, because I was the first film to actually mention that John Lennon was John Lennon assassinated. I ask in the film, and if so, why? It's not what the whole film's about, but it's a biography of his life. But anyway, I found it rather interesting that 29 years after the fact that I was the first film to do this, and all of a sudden, right before I'm going to be in a film festival here, this happens.
Interesting. Well, yeah. People have a way of discrediting those that put out the truth. It's been something that that has been going on quite a bit lately. So, and they use any method that they possibly can, whether it's a chat room or whatever. But yes, that's the way they operate.
Yeah, I actually, it's like sort of a badge of courage because I know the way they operate. And I, as soon as I saw it, I realized it, what it was for what it was. And
sure. So,
and, you know, it's, but 29 years after the fact, they still don't want anything known. And this, you know, this was 3 or 4 years ago, whatever. But
sure.
So it's, well, we all know who owns the media and owns everything. So this is the way these people operate. And you have to try to get out on, you know, shows such as yours, which, by the way, may I compliment you? Your show and your array of guests are truly amazing and well diversified, and a very intelligent audience also. So it's
well, thank you.
Yeah, well, I only say it if it's true. So
thank you.
Yeah.
All righty. So tell us what you would like us to know about Rudolf Hess. We've all known. Well, presumably, most people know that he spent the greater part of his life in prison. And one has to ask, how could that possibly be? How could the Allies keep him locked up for decades?
Well, I specifically picked Rudolf Hess out of history to write about him. So people that think that all Germans during World War II were bad to possibly just open the door a little to their cognitive dissonance on the subject. And so I picked him specifically just to do this. And because of it, this man gave his life for peace. And he spent the last 46 years of his life in one jail over another, in the last 40 years in German jail, until he was murdered by most likely the British Secret Service at 93 years old, strangled to death. So, I mean, here he was. He first met Adolf Hitler, I believe, in May 1920 at a speech, and he was right away enamored with Hitler, which lasted his whole life. And I believe in July he became the 16th member of the German party, and which he later, Hitler gave him to run the party later on in his career. But in the early part, he helped Hitler, and he went to rallies, and he introduced Hitler mostly in Bavaria, and between 20 and 23. And he just was by Hitler's side and doing anything. And he was also, I should go back and start. He was born in Egypt in 1894, and to a pretty well-off family. His father was German, and his mother was Greek, and he went to very good schools in Alexandria, and he was tutored and very well, and his mother was very close to him, the family used to go back for summer visits in Bavaria. And then back in 1908, when he was 14 years old, they moved back there finally. His father wanted him to take over the family business, and he went to Switzerland for a year to go to school. But at the outbreak of World War I, he joined up at 20 years old in 1914, and he was wounded twice in World War I. And the second time, it was quite a severe wound. And after he was recuperated, he wasn't allowed to go back on the front lines as more or less an infantryman, but he joined the Air Force and became a flyer. And he didn't really see any action because it was the tail end of the war. But he kept his love for aviation, and it was always there. Matter of fact, he used to, in the early days of the German Socialist Party, he used to buzz other people's rallies with his plane, which, yeah, I found rather amusing myself. As well as doing a lot of other things, but we all are on a journey to learn, and the first thing I remember as a 3-year-old really was John F. Kennedy's speech, his inaugural speech on January 20th, 1961. And I'm from an Irish, German, French, Roman Catholic family in New York City. And I, as a 3-year-old boy, I just turned 3 years old, and I realized something's going on here. This is big. And I was put ahead in school, and so at 5 years old, I was in first grade, and he was assassinated. And so this affected me tremendously. And then, of course, Malcolm X was assassinated, and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. So by the time I was 10 years old, I realized something was very wrong with the country, and it put me on a road to seek the truth, which has been a long and winding road that has went with a lot of dead ends, a lot of wrong ways. I'm sort of like with John F. Kennedy. I have a major site for John F. Kennedy online, and I, like many people, went down many wrong avenues searching for the truth, more or less led down these dead ends by, you know, is it the Cubans? Is it the Mafia? Is it the Russians? Is it everybody but who it was?
Right.
What it comes down to. And so this has happened throughout my life. And as I'm getting older and more wiser and more knowledgeable in many different aspects, you finally realize, I'm sort of kicking myself in the head saying, well, of course it was Israel that was behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy, because on the back end of it, who controls the media? Totally. And even back in 63, who controlled all the media? It was these people. So that it had to be them. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, who was the person that shot Oswald? It was Jack Ruby, but his name is Jack Rubenstein. So
right.
it's all of these things, but it's what I'm trying to say, I guess, is that we're all on this road to find out the knowledge, especially people that are listening today and listen to your show. And we get led astray, and myself included. I mean, if you talked to me 13 years ago about these subjects, I would be telling you all the wrong things, or almost all the wrong things.
Well, I think that's true for most of us, that as we get into this so-called truth movement, that we grab at different theories and whatnot. But if you're in it long enough and you're really looking for the truth, you are going to find it. It is not going to evade you for decades and decades. Those people who still haven't found it, that have been in the truth movement for quite a length of time, and they're still spewing forth so the anti-Nazi propaganda and still referring to Hitler as the one that started the war, and they're just spewing the official dogma of the government.
Yeah, you have to wonder about this kind of behavior, if it's misinformation, disinformation, or they're just still on their road. But people that are researching it, I mean, it doesn't take long to scratch the surface and find out the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with the afterword from our sponsors.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. His websites, well, a couple of them are RudolfHess.net and RudolfHess.net/sources.html. I would like to bring up a mutual friend of ours just momentarily. She is Lady Michelle Renouf, and she was supposed to be in Kentucky this weekend. And her host, Harry Cooper of SharkHunters.com, was going to allow her to sell some of her videos at his table. And the state of Kentucky banned Lady Renouf from attending this famous annual show of shows. They said that if she showed up, that they would shut the entire show down. So anyway, she's now in Germany, doing some things over there. But anyway, they would have shut the show down because the state of Kentucky, does not want the information out that she would like to share with the people that would have been attending the show. And her websites are JewishRepublic.com and the AmericanFreePress.net also mentioned this. Did you want to say some other things about it, Mark?
Well, yeah, I mean, I heard her on an older show archive of yours, and I wrote her saying how wonderful and eloquent she is, and I gave her this great quote, which she then wrote me back and saying, "Oh, thank you very much, Mark, and may I use this quote and use your name?" And I said, "Well, of course you can." So, and it was for this she put out some kind of a flyer or whatever about this, and put my quote on the bottom of it, and about not being allowed to go and sell her films at this major show in Louisville. So This is, you know, this is once again our First Amendment right, to all our rights are being taken away, as we know. And it's just for someone that has no malice, that speaks so eloquently, that speaks the truth, and to be trying to be stifled like this, it is very telling.
Absolutely.
It's just not right. So, matter of fact, this morning she emailed me, and I forwarded my new document that I've just spent the last 4 months writing. So, which is the document of my life, which we'll get to later, I suppose.
Okay, well, let's get to it right away. And and I have that document also.
Yeah, I mean I titled it a few different titles before I finally settled on Holocaust Revisionism, which is I wrote Hess back last summer, pretty much to commemorate his 25th year after they killed him on August 17th. But this new document is called Holocaust Revisionism, and it will be on holocaustrevisionism.com soon when it's published.
Okay, and you're coming back tomorrow. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, right. So back to Rudolf Hess. You know, it started with what happened in the Treaty of Versailles, and that Germany was responsible for starting World War I, which Adolf Hitler called them the November criminals for doing this. And what they wanted was reparations from Germany. And in 1921, I believe it was, they asked for $33 billion of reparations. And back then, there was it was 4 German marks that equaled a dollar. So very soon, we started to see hyperinflation in Germany. In 1922, it was 400 marks for a dollar, and it went up very quickly. In 1923, 18,000 marks for a dollar, and then 160,000 marks by August of 23, and then 1 million in September. And finally, in November, it was 4 billion marks for one U.S. dollar. This was the height of the hyperinflation in Germany. So it was, and Germany tried everything. I mean, they stopped payment. They asked, please help, you know, and enough. And they were being attacked. And at the same time, everything was being stolen from them. The people that came in, these parasitical vultures that came in, started stealing everything like they do for pennies on the dollar, as they did in the 29 crash, as they're doing now here in this country. This all stems from, of course, their usury and the evilness of usury and compound interest. And of course, with fractional reserve banking and cutting this money supply and the rest. But anyway, so we had Germany in a state of total disarray and people, you know, starving and being thrown out of their houses and so it was a perfect time for this new party to come up, and it was growing and growing and growing up to that point. And here comes the music.
Right. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. And his websites that we're going to be discussing today is rudolfhess.net and rudolfhess.net/sources.html. And, of course, those will be in the archives so that you can click on those. Alrighty, so you were talking about the horrible hyperinflation, and you mentioned the November criminals, the people who sold Germany out in November. During the armistice, and they really hadn't lost the war, but the politicians had decided to sell out the country, and then that began the Weimar Republic, which was dominated by the Jews, and a terrible, terrible time, both morally and culturally, and financially. So pick it up.
In Bavaria, on September 26, 1923, there was a state of emergency declared. Hitler, the very next day, announced that he was going to be holding 14 mass meetings, and right away they went to ban these meetings. So there was, he was seeing his opportunity that perhaps he could start an uprising, a coup d'etat, I guess, and take over Germany in this time of just a terrible hyperinflation that nobody's ever seen before or since. So what happened was he got together. At this time, there was about 55,000 members in the party, And it was giving a big speech on November 8th, 1923 in a beer hall in Munich. And Hitler went there, surrounded the building, and went in and interrupted the speech of the Van Kahr and began a speech that about the November criminals and we want to now take over Germany. And he was received very well in front of approximately 3,000 people. He had the top people in the back room and made an agreement, and they agreed to it. And there was some problems with the army, some army people, because when you're in the middle of such a takeover, there's a lot of loose ends. Anyway, he had to leave the beer hall and went out, and by the time he came back, it was sort of in disarray. He also had the help of a general, World War I general, and that night was quite an interesting night for Hitler, because things were falling apart, and the people that made the deal with him in the back room betrayed him. And the next morning, they decided to confront the new military that was brought in. And they confronted 3,000 people from the party with Hitler and Hess and Goering and the general, went and confronted, and Hitler said to put down your guns to the army that was in front of him, and shots rang out, and 16 members of the party died, and 3 police died, and Hitler almost died. Hitler went down. His bodyguard went on top of him, and his bodyguard got shot a few times. Hitler escaped. I believe he got a dislocated shoulder at the time from falling down, and the person next to him got shot. He hid in a friend's attic for 2 nights, and then they came, and they found him, arrested him, and he had a public trial, put him on trial. He was supposed to get 5 years, but somehow he only got 9 months, and I'm not quite sure what's behind that story. If you know, please tell me. But and in the prison was also Rudolf Hess, who was sentenced to 18 months, but got 8 months. They shared prison for about 7 months together, and in the prison is where Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. And the real important thing for Hess was he was the person who he was like Hitler's private secretary in prison, and he was after that also. And he also helped edit Mein Kampf. He doesn't get credit for this very much, but he was very influential in this most influential book. So they spent these 7 months together and wrote this magnificent book, which is demonized beyond belief by what I euphemistically call our dear friends, because they like to not use the name Jews in whatever they do. So it comes down to that you have people. They got out of jail, and Hitler got out 2 weeks actually before Hess in late 24 and early, and Hess got out, I think, in January 2nd, 1925. There was a ban that was put on the party, and Hitler made a deal, I believe, later that January in 25, that he would only go about doing this through political means. Oh, by the way, in prison, he told Hess that it would take between, I believe it was 7 and 12 years to try to get Germany back. And he was correct. Once again, he's prophetically correct. It took him just over 8 years to become chancellor on January 30th, 1933. Hitler was also, he capitulated, I guess, and said, yes, I'll do this more or less the democratic way. And He was also banned for 2 years from speaking, public speaking, because his oratory skills were so good that it captivated people. So they were very scared of him still. And in the next, in the following years, Mikhonf made quite a bit of money, and Hess was his personal secretary, and the party grew and grew and grew. And so you have now they're going about it the democratic, I guess, the democratic way to try to reform momentum and grow the party. And it was doing very well. And you have Hess being more or less his secretary for the whole time. And during this time, the party, between 1930 and 33, it grew from a voting percentage of about 18% to about 44%. And they had the seats in the Reichstag from about 107 seats to 288. So it was, during especially the 30 to 33, it was growing immensely. In January of 1932, as a reward for now a dozen years of loyal and dedicated service, Hitler appointed Hess chairman of the Central Commission of the NSDAP and an SS general. So this was the first time that Hess actually had any formal acknowledgement for now being Hitler's underling for 12 years.
Right. Now what they were doing, they were actually fighting the communists in the streets, and they were having a measure of success. And I think that the reason that he did not spend so much time in jail his full term was, quite frankly, because I think the judge and so many people who had influence really appreciated his message. Now, the general that you're referring to is General Erich Ludendorff. And he was a very, very popular general. And so Hitler's message was very appealing to the common man, to people in business. It was a very popular message because what he was saying rang true. It was true. And at that point in time, right after World War I, in fact, during World War I, the communists had all kinds of, they had infiltrated into German society. They were attempting to do in Germany what they had done in Russia, was to communize the entire country. And it was because of the NSDAP, because of the message, because of the fighting in the streets, because that's what they were doing. They were fighting the communists in the streets.
I was just going to say, they got Russia. They tried in 1905, they tried early in 1917, and finally in the fall of 1917. They got Russia, as they said they would a long, long time before that. And,
sure.
And people don't understand, you know, they use a cover of another name, the Bolsheviks. Well, about 96% of the government, that was formed they were Jews. And
right.
A lot of them from New York, and the money came from New York bankers. And, then you have, what did they do? The next year they slaughtered the Tsar Nicholas and his family and outlawed saying anything about Jews and banned guns, and then proceeded to kill upwards of 66 million Christians. So it's an interesting, they project what they do, and then they come back and say, look what you did to us. And
right.
Since they have pretty much the media as they did wherever they go and take over, it seems to work. You say something long enough and loud enough type of thing, you know, even that by that quote has been misinterpreted. People have said, oh, look, that's not Nazi propaganda. And I don't even use the word Nazi because I believe it's pejorative. It's right. You know, it's sort of like calling a Jew a kike or whatever, and we don't need to go there. But yet I find a lot of people still do. Nonetheless, it's in Germany. I mean, they were degrading during the 20s. It was a free for all. What they're doing now in this country, or they have been for many years, is pornography and drugs and abortions and all these terrible things to bring what it more or less comes down to is controlling the seven deadly sins. And they were doing this in Germany to degrade their people, and it's easier to take them over in such an atmosphere. And you're right. And what Hitler was saying was here is a man that fought in World War I, is signed up, and got wounded. I believe it was twice. And he was blinded by the gas for a while, and he swore to himself while he was in the German hospital that he would try to do this and for every man. And this is and the miracle that he created, the miracle was getting everybody back to work and believing in themselves and for having a pride reinstilled in one. That and of course issuing usury free Reichsmarks, which is of course the sin of sin, is why what happened to Germany happened to them. It's always the same. I mean, it comes back to, you can go back to Jesus Christ. He calls them money changers, and he's nailed to a cross very short after this. You could go to Abraham Lincoln, even though he was quite the despot, he did create usury-free greenbacks.
Well, there was a stipulation on that, but, I don't want to get into that.
I've heard you talk about that, yes. But, right, and he sort of did give away the banks to them by doing that.
Right.
He was also shot on Good Friday, which I find not a coincidence. And the same with John F. Kennedy, So when Adolf Hitler takes over Germany or becomes chancellor on January 30th, 1933, and starts them on a new path, within 8 weeks, on March 24th, 1933, you have world headlines. World Judea declares war on Germany, and a worldwide boycott is brought upon the German people. This is 6.5 years before most people believe the war started on September 1st, 1939, and this is very well hidden to to probably like 98%+ of people that don't understand this. And this is something I try to always get through to people. Well, take a look at who really started the war. I mean, it's the same as the sanctions in Iran or the sanctions in Iraq what's happening in Syria today. It's the same modus operandi that was used, is to put crippling sanctions on them. I mean, there's a worldwide boycott on German goods. And even Jews inside of Germany, you wonder why it's sort of like somebody inside our country right now that is not for this country.
You mean like Congress?
Well, every one of them, all 535 members of the Senate and the House are bought. Every last one of them. I mean, even I sort of call myself a libertarian because certain aspects of what Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul I like. I just try to find the truth in whatever. But even both of those people, they're as I say, sort of a steam release valve. I mean, yes, government is totally bought, and it's in every
aspect.
Yes, that's right. It has been. That's right. So you go all the way back. That's why we had a constitution when we had a perfectly fine Articles of Confederation. They got a constitution so they could get their first bank in 1791. And consolidate power in the federal instead of the states. So, which is where we are now with, the Sandy Hook and the guns and all this. So it's, these people have been playing the same game for 4,000 years. And nothing new. I mean, especially the last 25 years of recorded history. It's just time and time again. And, you know, what I find most interesting is that there are 0.2% of the world's population. We're 99.8%. And yet the same thing keeps happening over and over. I mean, even in this country, there are roughly 1.7% of the population.
Right.
And you see the stranglehold. You take a look at the Forbes 500 list and there.
Right. All righty. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. His website, rudolfhess.net, and you can also go to the sources that he lists for all of the things relative to Rudolf Hess. And by the late 1870s, the Germans were well aware of the Jewish menace. They were well aware of their monopoly of the press, of finances, on education, on credit. They were really running the country as early as the 1870s. And so the Germans were aware of this. They were ready for an Adolf Hitler to come along and point this out. And that's why the party grew, and that's why it was so popular.
Yeah, I mean, and as you were saying, he's had a great oratory skill, and he spoke to the regular people. You know, it's interesting, when I first, one of the first things they got me about Hitler was when I learned he was a vegetarian. And I'm vegetarian, like, almost completely. And I went, there's very, I don't know if very many mean or violent vegetarians. Matter of fact, I've heard stories about Hitler where he sort of makes fun of other people that are meat eaters. And you can see the way in some of these old films that Eva shot with the 16mm color camera that he gave her, his love for his dogs and his love of children. You can just sense it in these old films that here's a man. I mean, regardless, if you come into it just with an open heart and an open mind and not your preconceived bias that's been built into us forever. I mean, it's interesting because you if you ask someone, you know, who's the evilest person in history, they will, you know, knee-jerkly say probably 98-99% of people will say Hitler. And yet, he wasn't. And I'm not saying everything that the Germans did was correct, but most of it was. And mm-hmm. as far as I know. And so you have, you know, you have him becoming chancellor on January 30th, 1933, and he comes in the height of the Depression. They have unemployment rates around 30%. The whole world is in disarray. At the same time, pretty much, I believe it was March 4, 33, that Roosevelt came in. And you see what these people do for their own people. Look what Hitler did within 4 years. Hitler had turned it all around and got people instilled with pride in themselves, in love of their country, and building the Autobahn, futuristic things. And this is all during a worldwide boycott put on Germany. I mean, the Germans are just unbelievably inventive people, smart and industrious. And when I went to Germany, I loved it. But it was, you have, you know, the way they gasified coal and just, you give them lemons and they're going to make lemonade, the best lemonade in the world out of it, more or less. And they had to because of this worldwide boycott.
Certainly.
Yeah.
All righty. We do have our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back with our guest today, Mark R. Elsis, after a word from our sponsors.